Track 12, Musical Memories. We'll now hear from our musical correspondent, who is going to take us into space. Tony will read her contribution.
Listening to the radio the other day, I heard a performance of Richard Strauss's tone poem, also Sprach Zarathustra. If this means nothing to you, then I'm sure once you hear the opening bars, you will say, oh, that's what it is it? Because the initial fanfare of this piece, entitled Sunrise, became very well known after it was used in Stanley Kubrick's 1968 film, 2001, A Space Odyssey. Composed in 1896, the work was inspired by Friedrich Nietzsche's philosophical novel of the same name, which translates into English as Thus Spake Zarathustra. Due to its use in the film, the opening theme became universally popular. It was often used as a portent of a significant event to come and regularly used for space-related scenes. You may remember that the BBC used the theme in its television coverage of the Apollo space missions. Anyway, listening to this piece made me think of another musical composition connected with space. This is Gustav Holst's orchestral suite, The Planets, which depicts the different astrological characteristics of the planets in our solar system, or at least those planets which were known at the time. Gustav Holst was an English composer and teacher. He was born in Cheltenham in 1874 and died in 1934. At the beginning of the 20th century, the planets in our solar system were beginning to be better understood scientifically. Their different characteristics, their distance from the Earth, and their chemical composition were all unveiled in Holst's lifetime. In 1913, Holst was holidaying in Spain with two friends when a discussion about astrology piqued his interest and the idea of a musical suite about the planets with a different character for each movement was germinated. The astrological descriptions of the planets have been preserved since ancient times, when they were believed to represent the will of the deities and their direct influence on human affairs. Holst's composition consists of seven movements. It does not include the sun, the moon, or indeed Earth. And at the time he was writing the piece, between 1914 and 1917, Pluto was yet to be discovered. Of course, Pluto has now been downgraded anyway, but that's another story. The first planet we hear is Mars, described as the bringer of war. Mars is the fourth planet from the sun and the second smallest in size after Mercury. Its surface is covered in iron oxide dust, giving it its nickname, the Red Planet. It is amongst the brightest objects in our sky and has two moons, Phobos and Deimos. Mars was the Roman god of war, and Holst's Mars is bombastic and relentless with its distinctive repeated rhythm. After a quiet opening, the music builds to a loud, dissonant climax, leading one commentator to observe that, although battle music had been written before, it had never expressed such violence and sheer terror. Let's have a listen now. And it is quite terrifying, isn't it? And did you hear echoes there of John Williams' musical score for the Star Wars films? The second movement of The Planets portrays Venus, the bringer of peace. Despite having a scalding 864 degrees surface temperature and a toxic atmosphere, Holst's depiction of Venus is a welcome contrast to what we have just heard. Venus is the second planet from the Sun and the closest in mass and size to the Earth. It is the third brightest object in the sky after the Sun and the Moon and is known as both the morning star and the evening star. In Roman culture, Venus was the goddess of love, and Holst's eerie and celestial harmonies do indeed suggest an alluring and mysterious realm. He uses the harp, the glockenspiel, and the bell-like celeste to create an impression of twinkling stars. Holst himself said of his movement, "The whole of this movement is pervaded by the serenity of a world which nothing seems able to disturb. The mood is unmistakably mystical, and the listener may indeed imagine himself contemplating the twinkling stars on a still night." I can add no more to that, so it's time now for us to be calmed by the music itself. After the calm of Venus, we bounce straight into the third movement, Mercury. The planet Mercury is the smallest planet in our solar system and the one closest to the Sun. It's named after the Roman god Mercury, the messenger of the gods, who, with wings on his shoes, carried messages from one god to another. This gave Holst the chance to compose some fast and flighty music which jumps around between the different instruments of the orchestra. This is the shortest movement of the suite and is lively and playful, reflecting the fleet-footed god and conjuring up images of Mercury darting through the heavens with boundless energy, disappearing almost as soon as he appears. And so I will disappear too and reappear next time to tell you about two or three more of the movements from Holst's Planet Suite. Don't go away.
Thank you, Tony. You can come down to Earth now.